Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Jepkes, and of course she heads up the Children's Library for the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, one of the things that we're going to talk about is a program coming up, and if people go, well, I'm not going to come to the Atlantic Public Library because I go somewhere else, listen up, because these programs often go to a lot of different libraries, and if it's not at yours, you may want to check it out because it sounds pretty cool. So what's the one coming up that you want to visit with us about?
Well, on June 22nd, which is this coming Wednesday, from 10 till 11, we have the Grout Museum, which they are coming out of Waterloo, Iowa, and they do an awesome job. This is probably the fourth or fifth year that we've had them come to the library, and this year they are doing running through science. So they are doing some science experiments. They're going to be, it'll be interactive with the audience, and they're going to be discussing healthy foods and what makes up healthy foods. And then they'll have a couple kids come up and help them extract some fruit DNA using household materials.
Okay. And you know, Julie, when you say this is the topic, you kind of go, oh, yeah, what kid wants to come see this? But these people are experts at getting people involved and know what kids like.
They are constantly going out into the public, going to schools, putting on programs in libraries and all sorts of places. And they're just amazing. And they make it fun. They're exciting. They always have something blowing up. Now, I don't know if they will this year, but, you know, they always come running from upstairs, downstairs to see what has happened because it just sounds like something blew up down here. And it's just a lot of fun. And they get the kids involved. And they're just kind of mesmerized by them doing these different experiments. Sometimes they bring animals. I don't know if they're going to do that this time, but
people just need to come and see what they're going to do because it may sort of be targeted to a certain audience, but everybody is invited to attend.
Right. It's targeted for kindergarten through sixth graders, but it is definitely open to the whole family. Okay. In the past, we've had a lot of adults come. We've had younger kids come. We do like to say if it's a child that's under kindergarten age, we would like at least an older sibling in their teenager or an adult with that child. But just because we won't have, there'll be a lot of people here and we won't have enough time to corral them.
Well, and you know, their attention span's a little bit shorter. They may be interested for a little bit and then they're off doing something else. So yeah, I mean, I think that's a very reasonable request for you to do that. Now, as we said, you have programs all the time that are so fascinating, but sometimes we forget to talk about some of the things that go on all the time at your library and libraries around Iowa. I just think we're so lucky with the libraries we have. And something the other day that somebody said, you know, all of our Cass County libraries work well together.
Oh, we do. We meet once a month, and we work out programs to work to have come to each Cass County Library. And then, you know, we just help each other out. And what's nice about it is all the Cass County libraries are different sizes. So, you know, something that we can help Griswold or Messina with, you know, we do that or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good thing that we get mm-hmm. together. And our regional director from Council Bluffs usually attends our meetings too.
That's good. That just brings one more idea to the table to share with everybody. So let's see. I want to talk about something that I know we've mentioned but haven't talked for a while is the teen scene.
Yes, we have a wonderful area. It's located on the ground level of the library. I say that because I don't want to say children's library because then I can't get the teens to come in here. So it's right as you come into the ground level, and it's the teens and young adults are together. We have quite a good selection of both audios and books, and we also have PG-13 movies over in that area too.
Okay, so lots here for that age group. And you know, I'm thinking, well, a lot of kids should be outside doing things, but on some of these days like we've had, it's also good to have a place to come in where it's cool and maybe get refreshed a little bit before you go back out. So a good place to come is your library. I want to go back to, you said, you know, we're talking teen, but now let's go back to the elementary kids. How many books do you have for that age?
For that age, I don't know, but I can tell you for the whole library, we have over 30,000 books. So when somebody comes in and says, I just can't find anything to read, we can help you find something to read. There's something somewhere in this library.
You know, try to count to 30,000. That'd take you a long time, and that's how many books there are. So it's great. Plus the magazines and newspapers and all those kinds of things. And videos and so on. The 30,000 number is just the book, so it's really amazing. And you do some, I mean, I know you add new books all the time. How do you decide? What are some of the guidelines that you use?
Well, of course, we take patron requests, which there are request forms located up at each of the desks, both up and down, that people can request certain items for the library, and then we take that into consideration. We look at school library journals, and they review and critique books, and so we look at something like that. We also have certain things that we usually buy for that we know that the schools are going to be using, and different like award-winning books.
Yeah, talk. First question is related to schools. I mean, you talk about working together with schools. The teachers and you kind of confer about some of those books?
We do. We wish more teachers would talk to us about what some of their programs are and curriculum, you know, is during the school year. But if they have anything that they would like the public library to purchase, now's the time to tell us. You know, because our fiscal year is July to July. It's May's not a good time to tell us because we're coming up at the end of the year for us. So as soon as they get back to school or if they're working on it this summer, if teachers want to let us know what some of their themes are going to be next year, we'll certainly try to purchase some of the books. Just for instance, Leslie at Jack and Jill Preschool, they're doing a camping theme right off the bat in the fall when the kids come back. And so we're looking at some camping books that we already have, and then she's given me some ideas of some that she'd like us to purchase, mm-hmm. or she could get on interlibrary loan, which is something that's available out there. If we don't have something that you're wanting, we can certainly try and get it through another library in this state or somewhere else, you know, in the United States, mm-hmm. and on. So mm-hmm. it costs $2 for postage.
I've used that a lot, and I really appreciate being able to do that. Let's talk a little more about the award books. How do those awards happen? Who selects those, and where do you see the list, and so on?
Well, three award-winning books that we do get each year, the Iowa Children's Choice Awards, the Iowa Goldfinch Award, and then the Iowa Teen Award. And those are books, they make up a list. They usually send them out to schools and other places, but then children and teens choose which books that they like. So usually they're books that kids like to read because those books have been chosen by kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not us as adults saying, this is something you really need to read, this is something you better read, this is something we request you read, whatever. It's something kids really like. And I'm still fascinated by both the young teens and the kids' books. The illustrations are just amazing.
Oh, they are. I mean, I pick out a book because because of the cover of the book. So, yes, they're just amazing. And, you know, just some of the books that are available that you just got to pick them up and look at them. Because they just do an awesome job with the illustrations, so
kind of opens up your mind to possibilities. Remind us again of this program that's coming up, I believe, next Wednesday.
It is called Running Through Science. It's Wednesday, June 22nd, from 10 to 11 here at the public library, and it's the Grout Museum. It's open up for all ages, geared for kindergarten through six.
Okay. Thank you very much, Julie Jepkes with the Atlantic Public Library. Until next time, here's a thought. Theodore Roosevelt said, keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground.